everybody, it's Celine
and TJ,
and we're back for another episode of
TJ and Celine Nerd Out to Nerdy Things. I did like a cheer.
I know, I liked it. I was like nodding with it. Yeah, we're back. We're back from a very long hiatus that we just talked about, and I won't repeat myself, but we are not apologetic because we were taking care of us.
We were just having some me time
together.
Yes, because it's all about ME, my entertainment. Yeah.
But we are back this week doing a couple episodes, and this is our second of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually going to be talking about a book called, it's called Vagina Obscura.
Oh.
And it's,
I've never wanted the vagina so bad.
Ever. For both of us, I think. Just kidding. I definitely talk about boxes in an entire episode. Yeah, it's a journey about what it takes to have a vagina. And yeah, we're just
clitoris, vulva,
labia, minora, and majora.
Yep.
You know, and we just wanted to talk, since it's like female empowerment and it's the era of the woman.
Tell us about your G-spot.
Me specifically?
No, our audience.
Oh, yeah.
We want to hear from you.
I was like, we've already talked about this.
No. We want to hear from our audience.
Talks about your G-spot. No, I'm just kidding. But we did have a conversation about that book.
So, okay, a little background on why we brought this up.
It's a real book, by the way.
It is a real book. It was a list I found, 15 books you must read this summer. And on this list was a book called Vagina Obscura. And I jokingly sent it to Celine. I said, we should read this. Totally dying as I sent it. And she said, I love that. I forget what else you said, but something like the vagina monologue or something.
Hey, I don't remember what I said.
I don't remember.
I was like blacked out. Not like actually, but I was definitely like laughing very hard. Oh, I said, TJ was like, we should read this. And I said, I love that book. The vagine read of a lifetime.
Yeah. Oh my God. Totally kidding. But so then I read the description out loud to myself and I'm like, I feel like this is a book people need to read.
I'm just going to read it.
Go for it.
Here is Vagina Obscura, An Anatomical Voyage by Rachel E. Gross. Here's the blurb. For decades.
Can we talk about her last name really quick?
Rachel E. Gross.
Or it could be Gross, I guess.
It's probably Gross.
But it's probably Gross.
For decades, centuries, the vagina was something of a mystery to the scientific community. Well, for centuries, the scientific community was mostly cisgender men. And the vagina was seen as something shameful. As such, it wasn't studied very much. Or as several scientists told Rachel E. Gross, you can't see what you aren't looking for. In Vagina Obscura, Gross looks at misguided ideas about the clitoris and the incredible regenerative power of the uterus at the function of the human body itself. Full of historical accounts and deep reporting, Gross' book gives stories about vulvas the care and attention they deserve. The review was by Angela Watercutter.
I felt like I was listening to an audiobook. It was beautiful.
Thank you.
So, for those who are interested, it is available on Amazon.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it's going to be, like totally about just, the inside of a vagina. Definitely, like, about the history of why we don't talk about vaginas. But there could have been a better name.
I really like the ones you came up with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I actually said that we should call it... What the fuck did I say? The Cooter Scooter? Navigating the Vagina and Her Secrets. That's actually a much better title.
It is. Oh my God. I was dying. My mom actually came up with one.
What did she say?
Those who know my mom. My mom is...
His mom is
She's not a shrinking violet by any means. And she's got the mouth of a sailor.
His mom is me. I am his mom.
Yep. And I cannot remember the one she came up with. But I was just dying.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, We're not actually talking about that.
No, I'm sorry. That went on for much too long.
It went on for 5 minutes.
Oh, my God. if you guys want, we can book note this if you want to skip ahead the 5 minute introduction about the vagina book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I have a problem with saying the word vagina. No. I don't. It just doesn't. Vagina obscura sounds gross.
I'm going to tell you right now, the vagina and the uterus is a whole heck of a lot more impressive than a man and his family jewels.
Penis Obscura?
Rising to the occasion.
Anyway, we are not talking about that today. We are actually talking about something much more interesting.
Yeah.
That, to us, at least.
You guys, a new Marvel show started.
Mason's upstairs watching it right now.
Because we're going to watch it, the next episode with him after we get done here.
Yeah, and... it's Moon Knight, which TJ and I know
dick about.
Yeah. Which is kind of fun.
It is fun. So, hasn't it felt like forever since we've had anything new Marvel? And it really hasn't been. But it's been 3 months.
But I feel like we got so spoiled.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, we got so spoiled during, like, the period of COVID where we were getting, like, a Marvel show, like, every month.
It wasn't even the period of COVID. It was the year after COVID.
Mm-hmm. It was the year after COVID, yeah.
Well, COVID technically is still happening, but you know what I mean.
The big boom, I guess. Yes. So
where we were literally getting something new from Marvel every week.
And that's when we started regularly sitting down together.
Yes.
And that's when you stopped watching it with your fam and they got mad at you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to watch it with Celine now. And they're like, what?
You're more fun.
I mean, if they don't enjoy it, then I would hate to force them.
Right.
You know?
You know, it's like I'm not going to... I'd rather watch it with someone who wants to watch
it. That's why I never pressure Mason to watch it with us.
No.
I'm just like, do you want to? If you don't, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, so that's like something new I'm doing with this time around is I think I'm going to wait till the show is done because my family is more of like a season a day kind of person.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Then I mean, same too. So I think I'm going to wait till the show is done and then see if they want to watch it because I find they like watching it one after the other instead of waiting. And we'll see if that changes things. That way I'm not pressuring them to watch it. Not that I ever have pressured them to watch it, but I think they feel like there's pressure because I like it so much.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not. There's just like I always say this to people. We're just very passionate about it, and we like to talk about things to a degree that a lot of people don't.
No.
But I'm used... TJ and I have done a very bad thing where we've gotten each other used to that. So and in fact, it's kind of bad because even like Alex, you met Alex, he wants to talk about it too.
Yeah.
Like he's like, what'd you guys think of that? Like, you know, he wanted to stand there and talk about it forever.
Which is fine, but like we should have done it inside where it was warmer and not windy and freaking ass cold.
I know. That's why I was trying to stand inside for a minute because I knew we were going to talk. And then I was like.
Well, then no one said anything. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess we're done.
That's what I thought too.
And he's like, well, we're at the car now. Let's talk some more. Which is fine. But...
No, but again, there's very few people that like. There's only the people that are fans that know we're fans talk to us about it. My dad is also somebody who at length talks about things with me.
Yeah.
But yeah, not at our length though.
Yeah.
So we just like to talk about it. So here we are.
So yes, a new character, literally a brand new character. I don't think a whole lot of people have heard of.
No.
Character called Moon Knight. Mm-hmm. Who has DID, dissociative identity disorder, formerly known as multiple personality disorder.
Something I learned. In the comic books, he actually doesn't have multiple personalities in a lot of arcs. He has essentially absorbed Mark Spector, who was a real person.
Oh, I think I read that, yeah.
And Khonshu, which we'll get to...
I was wondering how you said it. I had no idea.
I watched a YouTube video today.
Did you? I was actually going to do that before I came over. I completely forgot.
It's actually pronounced Khonshu, but like with more like an Arabic.
Yeah.
It's Egyptian. It's an Egyptian word.
Well, he's an Egyptian character.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So Khonshu, essentially in the stories or in the comics, used Mark Spector as a sort of.
Like a vessel.
Vessel. And then later on, something, I don't remember what. He does exactly, but Mark Spector like goes into Steven's body and they all become like one walking person but multiple personalities. In the show, he has multiple personalities.
They take a more
direct approach to that.
A more direct approach, and I would say a more somewhat realistic clinical approach.
A little bit more simple to explain to you. I think that would have been in one storyline after another, trying to explain how that happened. But yeah. So we have actually what I like to call Daddy Oscar Isaac playing Stephen Mark Spector in Khonshu.
Mm-hmm.
Which I hope that that person on YouTube pronounced it right. Watch me be like, watch somebody who didn't say it right. Whatever.
It's probably like Philip or something.
It's like, you it's like pronounced like cotton.
Yeah. It's actually Philip with a silent X.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the show started last week. We don't really know what's going on.
But TJ and I are fucking weird. And we like when we don't know what's going on.
So, okay, I actually have thought about that quite a bit. Usually when I watch most movies, I can figure out what's going to happen before it happens. And I think you're the same way.
Gotten much better at it after you and I have watched more together.
What I love what Marvel does, for the most part, is they follow a formula, but you don't really know what's going to happen next. And specifically, I love their weirder shows like WandaVision, Loki, Doctor Strange, because it literally can go anywhere and you have no idea what's going to happen, which is why I'm so excited for Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
I agree. Referring back to WandaVision quickly, if you listen to our first episode about WandaVision, which was essentially us talking about episodes 1 through 5, because we hadn't gotten together, there was no plan yet. But if you listen to us, we actually have a bunch of theories that were almost all wrong.
Yep.
Because we had no clue where it was going.
No.
So there was a lot of stuff that we got wrong, and I love when that happens, because that means you've had me so pulled into the story.
Yes.
That I have not a clue.
And I think that's what this one's going to be.
Yeah, I have no clue this is headed.
He's
at the end of the episode. You can hear it.
Yep. This episode, it has a lot of symbolism in it.
Yes.
And I didn't realize it until after I sent Celine the BuzzFeed article, 21 Things You May Have Missed when watching Moon Knight.
Yes.
And they do a lot of alluding to the fact that he has different personalities.
Yes.
With mirrors are a big thing in this.
Which I didn't even notice.
Didn't even pick up on. And when I read the article, I'm like, that's brilliant. That makes so much sense.
They're just, Marvel is so good about the small details.
Mm-hmm.
That I almost like enjoy rewatching things, which TJ's rewatching WandaVision.
I'm done now, but yes.
Or you were.
I was, yes.
And I rewatched Loki.
You rewatched
it? During work. Yeah. I played it on the background. And there's just stuff you just don't realize are Easter eggs until you watch it and you're like, oh.
You're like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
So I've watched WandaVision probably about 4 times now. Mm-hmm. Watched it once with you, watched it once with my fam, rewatched it again when we were doing our podcast, mm-hmm. and now this is the 4th time that I rewatched it all. And you're right, there's just so many things you pick up on and you're like, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I even think after we see Doctor Strange, we're still going to find things and go, that's amazing. Like,
I think so too.
You know what I mean?
I think so too.
So, yeah, with Moon Knight, we don't really know what's going on.
We actually, shockingly, don't have a lot to tell you guys, except for perhaps the cast list, which is 2 big names that you'll know. Ethan Hawke plays Arthur Harrow, a cult leader, and Oscar Isaac plays Moon Knight, a.k.a. Mark Spector, a.k.a. Stephen, whatever his name is, a.k.a. the god of night, Khonshu.
Yep. That's really all we know. Basically, the whole episode is
him losing time.
It is him losing time and flashes of moments. Mm-hmm. It's literally the whole episode. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that we're going to find out what's been happening in between those lapses in memory.
Yes.
But It's very interesting. And he also does a great British accent, I think.
I thought he was British.
I mean, I'm not British, so I don't know.
I feel like I can hear a good British accent, though.
But I feel like he does a great job. I'm sure he has a dialect coach of some sort.
Yeah. I feel like he looks British.
I actually, when I heard him speak with a British accent in the trailer, I actually looked it up to see if he was British.
Isn't he from, like, Iowa? No, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Something like that. We looked it up.
Yeah, something... He was born in Guatemala.
That's right.
But he was raised in Miami, Florida.
Yeah.
He was raised in Miami, Florida. So he's essentially American.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a definitely a very intriguing show, and we just don't really know what's
I have not a clue.
Happening, yeah. There was something else I was going to say.
So I did read an article about Ethan Hawke's character, Arthur Harrow. In the comic books, he's actually a scientist who won a Nobel Peace Prize for his works on human genetics. And actually later on, it was found in the comic book, not in real life, that he was doing experiments on people in order to find... immortality, I think, if I remember.
Hmm.
Yeah,
I wonder if they'll follow that same route. We don't really know anything about him either.
He just leads a cult.
I remember what I wanted to talk about really quick. So what's interesting with Oscar Isaac as the character of Moon Knight, he has not signed a contract to continue playing this character.
Oh, he will.
Which isn't really a dumb move, because if the character is received well,
He can
negotiate his contract going forward. Him not signing a contract now, because I think the show's going to be big. I think it's actually one of the most streamed ones other than Loki.
Well, it's our first new, Kate Bishop was new, but we had Hawkeye with her. This is, and it was Hawkeye's show.
Mm-hmm.
This is a brand new character with his own show.
With no ties to anyone. Nope. None of the Avengers. None of existing characters.
We're getting a new Avenger, maybe?
Yeah. But I thought that was interesting, though, that he hasn't signed a contract.
It's very interesting.
It's not dumb on his part. He's had a very diverse career.
Yeah. He's been in a lot of things this year, too.
Yes, he's been on a lot of A-list, top-tier movies. And a lot of... Not, I wouldn't say B movies, because those are cheesy.
Indie,
yeah. Roundabout lesser known movies.
Yeah.
He was actually in a movie with Elizabeth Olsen where they played lovers. Star-crossed lovers almost. Yeah, I just think it's a brilliant move on his part.
He's gonna be in the movies.
Yeah. Well, and he is struggling for money.
He really is.
He was only in one of the biggest movies last year, Dune, which looked good in the movie.
Talk about another waste of 3 hours. And we read the book, so please don't come at us for not getting it. We got it.
And if you think about it, it is pretty similar to the book, but I still enjoyed the book more.
I think that it's so much detail visually that you really cannot do a movie like that in one go. A show is much better idea for that.
Speaking of Dune, I read that Florence Pugh was in talk to play the princess.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which, I mean, she obviously wouldn't be funny Yelena, but I love her.
I still love her.
Either way.
She's one of my favorite people and I don't even know her.
So that's interesting that
she went in it. I am the birth child of Yelena and Kate Bishop, so I can't say no to either character. Nope. Haley Steinfeld, I just watched a TikTok where they play her song and she's like, oh my God, I sound like that. I need to leave and re-record now. And I was like,
no.
But yeah, I don't think we have a whole lot of information to give you because we don't really know a whole lot ourselves and we're kind of enjoying the ride.
Yeah. Spoiler, I guess. We do get to see Moon Knight very briefly before the episode ends.
Yes.
What I've read about him is, and I know a lot of people might get mad about this, he's like the Batman of Marvel. where he kind of...
He does have powers, though.
Yeah. But, like, he, like, fights crime at night.
Yeah.
And he, like, he also only goes after people who deserve it.
He also doesn't kill.
Right. But that's, like, the only similarity.
But he also is, like, actual superhero.
Yeah.
Which people always get mad at me when I say, like, Batman's not really a superhero. He is. He's just not super.
No, he's just a hero.
Yeah.
Just a man doing, trying to do good.
He's a good guy.
Yes.
He's a real good guy.
Well, I don't have really a whole lot to talk about. Do you have any thoughts? Final thoughts?
I really don't. Because...
See this on Friday? Okay.
Would I see this on a Friday night? I sure would. In the comfort of my living room.
If they released this whole series in the movie theater...
I would sit and watch this.
I would sit and watch it in the movie theater.
But I would hope that they would have like an intermission.
Can we talk about that really quick for a second? So when you go to a play that's like over three hours long...
There's an intermission.
They give you an intermission. Can we bring this back for movies too?
They used to do that. I remember as a kid, when I went to see The Lord of the Rings and there was an intermission.
I think when we saw Titanic, there was too.
Yeah, because Lord of the Rings was like 3.5 hours.
They need to bring this back if they're going to continue to make movies that are over 3 hours
long. Especially now that we have assigned seating.
Yes.
Like, it's not like you are going to lose your spot.
No.
You have your seat.
It's not like you're going to have to put your purse there so no one takes your spot. I mean, you might have to, but I don't know.
No. That's what I love about the assigned seating.
Yes. I remember when that first came out.
I was so opposed to it.
You were?
So opposed.
I loved it because we always used to have to get there like 20 minutes early to get a good seat. And I'm like, this freaking sucks. You got to sit there in the dark movie theater and
for
listen.
Like an hour.
Yeah, listen to everyone chew on their nachos and popcorn and... So I loved it.
I was very opposed because I was like, you're changing things. And then the first time I had to buy tickets and like have great seats.
Oh, this is nice.
It's a very new thing too. It's like in Europe, it's not. It was always a thing because I went to movies in Turkey. Really? And you'd have to buy seats. Yeah. They also had the recliners when I went when I was 15 too there.
Huh.
So.
Well, shit, we're ahead on the times. My music is playing. It's playing...
Moonlight?
Oh, no. It was playing Colby Calais' Mistletoe. Oh. But that's okay. You couldn't hear it, so.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's all we got for this episode. We'll podcast episode 2 next week and have the episode out next week. And hopefully maybe have episode 3 out. Or we won't have it out next week, but hopefully we'll get to record it, so.
Oh, I bet we will.
Yeah.
We'll only have one to record next week.
It might be just a short.
Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah.
They might get longer as we learn more.
Yeah.
But we're trying really hard not to know everything about this one. I'm just kind of enjoying it.
Yeah. Same. All right. Well, if that's all we got, TJ and Celine.
Out.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
Don't want to be a fool for you.
You.
Just another player in a game for two.
Two.
Exactly.
Oh, thank
All right.
You.
Bye, peeps.